This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'du. What was recited in the first rak'ah was from the chapter of Ghafir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his rububiyyah. As we talked last night, when we say Ya Rab, we're saying, oh, the Lord, our Lord, our Lord. And one of the main reasons we say that is because when we say Ya Rab, we ask Him for anything because He is the Rab. So we're calling on a name and then we're asking Him from His bounty based on that beautiful name, that He has authority and control over everything. And scholars call this the Tawheed of Rububiyyah, oneness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Lordship, that He has ultimate authority over everything and control over it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this beautiful verse, after A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Allah alladhi khalaqa lakum al-an'ama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example with some of His creation. He says, Allah is the one that made for you or brought for you the an'am, the cattle, the livestock. لِتَرْكَبُوا مِنْهَا, to ride it, and from it you eat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعٍ, and for you is other benefits. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعٍ وَلِتَبَلُّغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. For you is other benefits from it. تَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً, to reach your particular destination, whatever need that you have. So you ride on it. وَعَلَيْهَا, and upon it, وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ, and upon these ships as well, you will be carried. Being the ships that you go from one destination to another on ship, on the water. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ. And He shows you continuously His signs. فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ, from which of His signs will you deny, or you belittle, or will you not acknowledge? What's beautiful here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the al-an'am, the cattle and livestock. Do you ride them on sea or on sea or on land? On land. So we're talking about an'am. We're talking about your Bentley, your Toyota, your motorcycle, whatever it is, تَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً, that you reach your destination. But in our minds nowadays, we talk about a car. Are you able to cut the car and use it for something else? Like take the car apart and use it for another benefit, a total other benefit, to wear some metal, unless you're going to war or something like that, right? But the an'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some examples. تَرْكَبُوا مِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. With the livestock, you can ride the camel, and if you get hungry, what? You can eat it. And you can drink from it with what? It's milk. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you think of the quote-unquote days of old, it was much more refined when you think about it. Because what they used to get to their destination, they also used to feed themselves and to supply themselves. Also with eating, you can have it as a coat as well. Shoes as well. Our shoes are made from leather. So from all of this contemplation, just with the an'am, Allah gives us example, and then we make qiyas upon that. We make analogies upon that, based on that. And then He says, the fulk, the ship. Ship rides on what? Water. So Allah covers al-bar wal-bahr. He covers the water and the land, to let you know that wherever you may go, whatever destination, Allah is the creator of all of those things that you indulge upon. And then He ends it by saying, He shows you all of His signs. For which of His signs will you deny? So if you just sit and think about that, that Allah is Ar-Rabb. Next time you say, Ya Rabb, call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, He is the creator, sustainer, and maintainer of all things. And that is the reason that we ultimately rely on Him. But relying on Him in hardships should not be the only time. It should be in times of ease, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that recognize His greatness, recognize the manifestation of His power, of His lordship, of His honor and strength in creation, maintenance of creation, and also demise of creation, if He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, innahu waliyu dhalika. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.